Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. Hope you're enjoying the day so far, and if you are on your way to a tee time, glad you're tuning in and wishing you a great round. Well, the inaugural Mizuho Americas Open is a brand new LPGA tournament that takes place May 29th through June 4th at Liberty National Golf Club in Jersey City, New Jersey. And joining me now to talk about it is the tournament host, the one and only Michelle Wee West, five-time winner on the LPGA Tour and 2014 U.S. Open winner. Hey, Michelle, welcome to Talking Golf.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
It's so great to connect. And well, let's first start with this tournament, because I know it's a brand new event on the LPGA Tour, and it's right here in our own backyard. We're in New York, WFAN, and it's at Liberty National Golf Club in Jersey City, New Jersey.
Yeah, no, we're really excited. Mizuho America's Open, it's like you said, it's the first year. And what better venue than to be at Liberty National? You know, we're really excited to be in the tri-state area. You know, we have four LPGA tournaments this year in New Jersey. So we love New Jersey, and we love that New Jersey loves the LPGA. So we're really excited to add on to that. And we hope to see everyone there.
So what are your duties as host of this tournament?
It's really nice because I have such an amazing team behind me that makes me look good. And I just really just show up. Honestly, it's, you know, the team at Excel, you know, the team at Mizuho that, you know, are doing so much of the heavy lifting back behind the scenes that I just kind of show up, I give ideas, and they make me look great. But during the week of the event, I'll be there, I'll be very present during the week, doing some clinics with the juniors. And Mizuho America's Open is extremely special to me because of the format. It's the first of its kind. There's 120 pros in the field, and there's also 24 top-ranked junior girls that will be integrated into the field. So a little bit confusing, but there will be two concurrent fields going on, the junior field and the pro field. On Thursday and Friday, the juniors will be playing behind the pros just for logistical reasons. It's just really hard when you have 144 players on the course with daylight and everything. But on the weekend, where it gets really interesting is that there'll be two fields. So one and two on the pro leaderboard will be paired with the top junior on their leaderboard. And then three and four and paired with two, and so on and so forth. So we're really excited. The juniors, we've all been there as pros, been in their position. So we're really excited that, you know, this week will be all about fostering mentorship, you know, really giving a taste of professional life to these young girls, and get them prepared as best as we can. Mizuho Americas, you know, some of their big pillars within their companies is to elevate women and to advance the next future generation. So we're really excited for that. We're also partnering up with Girls Inc. So this tournament is really about elevating women and advancing the next generation.
Isn't that great that these junior players can really learn from the professionals? What a great opportunity for them.
Yeah, and we're really excited that hopefully a lot of young girls and boys will come out and they'll see the young girls that are only going to be a few years older than them play alongside the pros. And we're just hoping that it's going to be and just inspire, you know, women and girls all over the world that week.
It's a really great concept. I'm so glad to see that it's happening right here. And I know you've been to Liberty National. Isn't it just a spectacular venue?
It's unbelievable. You know, starting off the ferry ride, you know, one of the things that, you know, Mizuho Americas has made a commitment to is elevating women. One of the things that they did, you know, was to rent out the Conrad in New York City and pay for everyone's room. And that may not seem like a big thing, but to us female athletes, it's unbelievable to have that type of support from the tournament, and to not have to worry about, you know, paying for an Airbnb or figuring out how to do it. You know, they're doing exactly how the men do it, like how it's done at the President's Cup. Everyone be staying in New York City, and we'll have ferries that go back and forth for the whole week for the players and staff and, you know, family and friends. So we're excited to have this be a really top-notch event and to show, you know, the women, you know, give them the respect that they deserve.
And for those of you who've not been to Liberty National, I mean, the view is unbelievable. You can see the Statue of Liberty, you can see the skyline of Manhattan. It is, and the clubhouse is ultra, you know, modern and just beautiful design. And that ferry ride over to Liberty National, to Jersey City from Lower Manhattan is quite the thrill ride too. So it's just going to be a lot of fun, and it's great to hear that. You know, they're actually putting all the players up because, you know, a lot of people don't realize it, but, you know, pro golfers and amateur golfers, obviously, they pay all their own expenses.
Yeah, it's not like team sports at all. You know, before we, you know, get to make money, we have to pay for our hotel, our caddy, our PT, our trainer, whoever else we're bringing, plane tickets. And then if you don't make the cut, you're making $0. So it's a big financial, you know, I wouldn't say burden, but more so like risk as well. Just
Sure.
because, you know, if you don't make the cut, you're in the negative.
So I know you turned pro at the tender age of 16, right? I think that was back in
Yeah.
2005 after you just a stellar amateur career. And then you stepped away from the game in 2022. Do you miss life playing on the LPGA Tour?
You know, I miss my friends. I get asked this question a lot. I miss my friends. I miss the competition. I'm not sure I miss the travel. It was it's brutal. 10.5 month long season. And you know, it was a hard decision to step away, but it was just something that I felt like was best for my family, and I don't regret it.
Right. I know you're very busy now, and I wanted to talk about some of the things you're doing in a second, but I read w that you started playing, Michelle, when you were 4 years old.
That's when I first picked up a club. I don't know if you would call it playing then, but yeah, that's when I first picked up my club.
So starting so young, is it good? I mean, is that a good thing, do you think, for you starting that young, or for any young golfer to start very, very young?
I think it's anything with sports, anything in general. It just depends on when kids want to pick it up, as I'm learning with my daughter. Like, everyone's timelines are different. You know, all my friends' kids are doing things at different timelines, and you know, there's no right or wrong way to anything. You know, if your kid wants to, you know, paint or dance or whatever, it's just whatever they have interest in. I think it's important to present the opportunity to them. Like, you know, we'll try to get her to hit a couple, show her the golf club. No interest so far. But she likes other things. So it's just, I think the important thing is just to expose your kids to everything, all the different cultures, all the different foods, all the different sports and arts and music, and just see what they like.
Absolutely. So I know you played golf, you focused on golf. You had such an incredible career. Can you share some of your personal highlights in your career? What stands out when you look back on it?
Yeah, I would have to say, you know, the two biggest goals that I ever had growing up was one, graduating from Stanford, and two, winning the US Women's Open. I feel incredibly grateful that I got to do both. Playing the Solheim was always a personal goal of mine every year that it was on. And I got to play in five. You know, I feel like I've had such an interesting career. I've had so many ups and downs, but in the thick of it, you know, I feel extremely grateful that I got to achieve two of my biggest goals.
And that 2014 US Open, Michelle, I mean, I was there. It was at Pinehurst, and it was like back to back with the US Men's Open and the US Women's Open. So that was really unique, right?
Yeah, it was really cool. I think it was very helpful. I got to walk around with Ricky Fowler and Martin Kaymer on the final day, and you know, just seeing them play such a difficult golf course with such ease made my nerves go down a lot. Obviously, we had never played Pinehurst number two before, and I just would hear horror stories about how hard it was. And you know, honestly, watching Martin Kaymer shoot the score that he did and play flawlessly, it kind of got me into thinking, oh, this is doable. I can shoot this many under par. And got me into a different mindset, and just watching all the fans there and, Walking down 18, I would kind of imagine what it would feel like walking down the next week, being in the same position that Martin Keimer was in. And it was so cool. It was so cool to see that they kept pretty much all the grandstands, and all the grandstands were filled up. So it just proves that we can draw as big of a crowd as men, with viewership on TV, with people there in person. And I thought it was really cool. I hope we have a lot more opens that, are at the same venue.
Yeah, and that number two at Pinehurst, those tabletop greens, I don't know how anybody just those approach shots, how do you get them to stay on those greens? It's such a difficult golf course. That's a huge win on that golf course, I tell you.
Yeah, I mean it's a you just have to well, I just played high fades all week. It's hard though. It's a tough golf course, no matter how you slice and dice it.
And you played in several PGA Tour events early in your career. In fact, you have the lowest round by a female in a PGA Tour event, shooting a 68 at the 2004 and 2006 Sony Open, which is incredible. What was that experience like playing with the guys?
It was really cool. I mean, it's something that I've always wanted to do. I think that growing up in Hawaii gave me a really unique set of experiences. Because you're not, traveling that much to the mainland to play in events. It's pricey. So I started winning everything in Hawaii that I could, and then the next step up, I guess, was logically in my 14-year-old mind was the Sonian Open, which is 10 minutes from my house. When you're 14, I just didn't understand the gravity and the magnitude of it. It was just something that, okay, this is something else that's on the island that's 10 minutes from my house. It doesn't require me to fly to the mainland. But I feel so incredibly honored that, tournaments gave me a spot to the tournament and I got to play with some of my biggest heroes, my biggest idols. I learned so much. Everyone was so kind to me and made the experience so amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I just when I was a kid, I played sports with the guys all the time. Now, obviously not as a professional, but just that integration, I think, especially when you're young, is so important for girls and boys. I just like the fact that you were able to play with the guys. I think that to me, that just is a natural thing, but it doesn't happen that often with female athletes.
Yeah, and I wish it did more. I wish, there would be more crossover and, all of that. But yeah, I mean, it was just fun. I didn't, think too deeply into it, I guess. It was an amazing experience that was given to me, and I feel extremely lucky.
So the LPGA has come a long way since your younger days on tour. What are your thoughts about the growth of the LPGA, the increase in prize money, the new sponsors? What are your thoughts about all that?
Yeah, and I think we're headed in the right direction. I think we're heading upwards, which is great. But there's a long way to go still. Where we were 20, 30, 40 years ago, we have made leaps and strides. But you look at what the PGA Tour is doing, and we know that there's still a lot more that we can do. So I think it's a combination of being extremely proud of what we have accomplished so far, but also keeping an eye on where we can and should be.
Well, I think it's frustrating as a viewer many times because it's so difficult to find coverage of the LPGA on network TV. I wonder why that's the case to this day. I mean, because the crowds are there, the talent is incredible, and it's disappointing when it's hard to find coverage of an LPGA tour event.
Yeah, I mean, you see it not only in golf, you see it in a lot of different sports, but it shows. I mean, you see NCAA basketball this year, and it was given a primetime spot, and you saw how many people viewed in, tuned in. So I think it's just really, it's a chicken and egg situation, people are saying, oh, we don't have enough viewership to be on primetime TV, but if you're not on primetime TV, you're not going to get the viewership. So I would love to see more networks give us the opportunity. I'm really excited that to learn that the US Women's Open at Pebble Beach will be on prime time pretty much the whole week, especially the weekend. So that'd be very, very exciting.
And speaking of that U.S. Women's Open at Pebble Beach, what are your thoughts on Annika Sorenstam getting a special exemption to play in it?
Yes, it's really cool. I mean, she deserves it.
Do you foresee yourself playing again one day, you know, at that level again?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. It's hard to predict.
What is life like for you now as a mother, and you're the wife of Johnny West, the son of basketball icon Jerry West? Where did you two meet?
We met through mutual friends. You know, life is great. You know, he's an amazing father, amazing husband. So yeah, I feel extremely blessed. You know, with my family, our daughter is truly amazing. But yeah, it's just he's awesome. He's also going to be my caddy for the U.S. Open, so it'll also be very interesting.
Oh, okay. I love that. He's going to caddy for you. Is
Yeah.
that would be interesting. Has he caddied for you before in a major competition?
Nope, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun.
I remember when Nancy Lopez had her husband, then Ray Knight, caddy for her. So, last question, Michelle. Now, I know that people learn life lessons in golf. What is, if you could pinpoint one lesson that you've learned from golf that you have taken to your day to day, what do you think it would be?
Yeah, I think that life is about problem solving, and the best you can, and to put the best effort that you can. And there's a lot of things that you can't control. You know, like with golf, you can work as hard as you can. You can hit the perfect putt. You can hit a bump and not go in. But other times, life could also surprise you with, you know, the luckiest bounce, the luckiest shot. So yeah, I think golf is up and down. Life is up and down. I think it's all about how you frame it, how you problem solve for life.
I love that. Well, I know you're very active on social media. I've seen some of your lessons and some of your other postings. Continued success with that, Michelle. And we'll look for you at the Mizuho Americas Open at Liberty National Golf Club, May 29th through June 4th. Thanks so much for joining us here on Talking Golf.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality, experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf.